The federal government faced a revolt on the floor of Parliament today over the issue of vaccine mandates. Some government backbenchers broke ranks to vote in favour of a One Nation bill to override state vaccine mandates, and two coalition senators are threatening to withhold support for government legislation over the issue. As political reporter Stephanie Dalzell explains, it's terrible timing for the government, which is hoping to pass several pieces of legislation in the final parliamentary fortnight of the year.
With an open microphone and captive audience members, One Nation Senator Pauline Hanson delivered a curtain raiser, marking the start of what could be a dramatic parliamentary finale fortnight for the government.
The Prime Minister is weak because he says there should not be vaccine mandates. Well, then do something about it.
One Nation today introduced a bill to the Senate attempting to overturn state public health vaccine mandates. Since the nation's leaders agreed to mandate vaccinations for aged care workers earlier this year, most states have extended that mandate to healthcare workers and teachers. A few jurisdictions have also restricted the ability of unvaccinated residents to do certain activities like going to the gym or a nightclub. One Nation argues this amounts to discrimination, but independent Senator Jackie Lambie was quick to claim that argument is ironic.
One Nation is not a fighter against discrimination. One Nation seeks to profit from it. It's just a fundraising exercise for them, and that's all this is.
Five government senators crossed the floor to support the bill. Among the rogue members, Coalition Senator Jared Rennick, who told the Senate state vaccine mandates are an infringement on civil liberties.
We shouldn't be having mandates imposed upon people by bureaucrats, by governments, or by the media.
Debate on One Nation's bill was facilitated by the government, and Labor's Christina Keneally told the Senate that decision was deliberate.
The Prime Minister is pandering to these extremist elements. And let's understand why he is pandering. Let us understand this. As Senator Pauline Hanson said, in the Senate, I hold two of three votes. The government needs to pass their legislation. So I have the deciding factor of what happens in the Senate.
Despite the support of some government senators, the bill was rejected, with Labor, the Greens and the majority of government senators combining to defeat the bill. At a press conference a short time later, Prime Minister Scott Morrison played down the significance of the coalition's division.
In the Liberal Party and the National Party, we don't run it as an autocracy. We don't kick people out of our party if they happen from time to time to disagree on issue in which they feel strongly. The government opposed the bill that was in the Senate today, and the bill has not been successful. We don't agree with the measures that were in that bill.
But it's still likely to cause a headache for the government. Before today's vote, two coalition senators had threatened to withhold support for government bills unless the Commonwealth overturned state vaccine mandates. It's not yet clear whether they'll follow through, but it prompted an angry response from the Leader of the Senate, Simon Birmingham.
We're not about to be held to ransom. We will continue to make sure all aspects of our COVID-19 response work in lockstep with the health advice we receive from Commonwealth health officials and agencies.
With a minority in the Senate, the government relies on the votes of all its members and the crossbench to get bills through. So, as it faces internal criticism over its religious discrimination bill and changes to demand voters provide ID when they vote, the final sitting fortnight for the government is likely to be a tough one.
Stephanie Dalzell with that report.